are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released its 2026 health report.
The report shows that there are many health gains for Australia, but we're also experiencing some current challenges. So in terms of health gains, Australians born today are expected to live longer than previous generations. We've also seen some real improvements in some key health conditions. For example, we've seen improved relative cancer survival rates, as well as declines in coronary heart disease deaths. However, Australia is facing some current health challenges. More than 3 in 5 Australians are living with a chronic condition. And from the latest available data, around 1 in 5 Australians experienced a mental health condition in the last 12 months. That increased to about 2 in 5 for young people aged 16 to 24. Also, with our ageing population, we're also seeing increases in the number of people living with dementia. And recently, dementia overtook coronary heart disease as Australia's leading cause of death. And that was the first time that happened in over a century. So all of this is also contributing to increased demand on our health system. And we're also seeing persistent inequalities persist among population groups.
How does Australia compare when it comes to global health standards?
Yeah, so generally Australia compares well on the international scale. So our life expectancy at birth is higher than the average for the OECD countries. We also have improved experiences for people living with chronic health conditions. However, there are a few health measures where we don't fare as well. So for example, Australians, compared to the OECD average, we have more Australians living with overweight and obesity. We do also have higher rates of e-cigarette use, and we also consume more alcohol per person per year.
What does the report tell us about how chronic conditions are impacting Australians?
Chronic conditions, there's around 3 in 5 people are living with chronic conditions, at least one chronic condition, and 2 in 5 are living with at least 2 or more. So people living with chronic conditions are more likely to be admitted to hospital, for instance, and about 55% of hospitalisations are people living with chronic conditions. So people living with chronic conditions need to have, I suppose, continued treatment and management by our health system.
And how about also, you mentioned before about mental health conditions. Can you tell me a little more about what the report tells us there?
So around 1 in 5 Australians experienced a mental health condition in the previous 12 months, and that rose to 2 in 5 for people aged 16 to 24. In the last 2 data points that we do have, we did also see a rise in the number of young people reporting a mental health condition. In terms of access to services, around 1 in 10 Australians accessed mental health services subsidised under Medicare. And we have also seen increases in the number of mental health related prescriptions over the past decade.
What does it tell us about risk factors and how they continue to shape health outcomes in Australia?
So in 2024, around 36% of the healthy years of life lost due to living with an illness or injury or dying prematurely could have been avoided or prevented by reducing modifiable risk factors. So overweight and obesity recently overtook tobacco smoking as Australia's leading risk factor. We're also seeing over generations increases in the number of people living with obesity in particular. We have seen declines in tobacco smoking, but alongside that, we also are seeing increases in the number of people using e-cigarettes. So prevention is really a key component when we're talking about health in general. Focus on prevention is really important in reducing chronic conditions because many chronic conditions also share the same risk factors.
And just thinking now about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's health, what does the report tell us there about First Nations people's health in general in Australia?
So for First Nations people, we have seen some real health improvements, but there also are still areas where we do need to continue to close the gap. So we saw a 6.3% decline in the disease burden among First Nations people between 2011 and 2022. And that was largely due to declines in premature deaths and largely from cardiovascular disease. We've also seen some real improvements in the health of children in particular. For example, trachoma. There's been substantial reductions in trachoma, which is a leading cause of which is a key cause of blindness, and that's no longer considered a public health issue in Australia. However, there are still some areas where progress is needed. For example, there is still an 8 to 9 year gap in the life expectancy between First Nations people and non-Indigenous Australians, and there's also First Nations people are experience about double the rate of disease burden. So there are still a lot of work to do to close those gaps.
The report does reveal persistent inequalities that are causing some to delay seeking care. Could you tell me a bit more about that situation and what the report tells us there?
So the report did show that we have seen particularly in for GP and dental care, that we did see that there are people who are delaying or foregoing that care. And in part, we've seen that cost has been a factor in people delaying care. It's not the only reason that people delay care. Wait times and barriers to healthcare are also reasons, but we have seen a rise in cost being a barrier, and that was in particular for people accessing GP care.
How does that compare to previous years? Is there a really marked difference to previous reports?
For people accessing care, in particular GP care, we did see that it was at a similar level compared to a decade prior, but cost being reported as a reason, we did see that increase over time. I should say though that the latest year of data was for 2024-25. There have been some government initiatives to improve access to GP care, and we have seen increases in the first couple of months of this year in GP bulk billing rates.
What does the report tell us about health in older Australians, and aged care?
Australians are living longer, and we are seeing a higher proportion of people living over the age of 65. So, as mentioned, dementia is now our leading cause of death, and that is a condition that increases with age as well. So, the report doesn't go into full details on aged care, but it does highlight that health, aged care, and disability systems do need to be better connected to be able to provide equitable and continuous care for all of Australians, and particularly our older population.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.